This is part four of the Bible study we've entitled Bumping into Jesus. Today we're going to be talking about trumpets. I would encourage you to go ahead and get the notes off of our Man-to-Man Bible Study site. And if you're getting this audio from some other source, that site is Man-to-Man, and the two is a numeral, man2man.wagonermedia.com. And Wagoner Media is WAGGONERMEDIA.com. And you can click on the information button and to find out a little more about this Bible study. You can also download the notes that go along with it as well. And this series, as I said, is called Bumping into Jesus. We're in Numbers chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. And here we find this instruction from God to Moses. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work, and you shall use them for calling the assembly and for directing the movements of the camp." In Old Testament times, they also had the what was known as the shofar, which was a ram's horn, which is used as a trumpet of sorts. But these, as it says, were made of silver. If you look at your notes, there's a modern representation of what this trumpet may have looked like. But it was used to call and to signal. You think if we had to signal a group of people today, that might even be difficult with our technology, but a rather simple and elegant solution was these trumpets. They were used in five distinct ways, you see, in these next verses. It says in verse 3, "When they blow both of them, all the assembly shall gather together before the door of the tabernacle of meeting." So there's first is this call to gather. When God wanted the people to gather together to receive a message or some instruction, there was that call. In verse 4 it says, "But if they blow only one, then the leaders, the heads of the divisions of Israel, shall gather to you." Secondly, there is this call to leadership. The leadership were to come. It's interesting that in verse 3, the previous one, it talked about when you blow both of the trumpets, perhaps they had different pitches so that it kind of had a chorus kind of a sound, or perhaps they called one to another. We're not exactly sure, but there was an indication from the sound and people would immediately know whether it was the leadership was to gather or everyone was to gather. Verses 6 and 7, or actually in verse 5, down through 7, it says, "When you sound the advance, the camps that lie on the east shall then begin their journey. When you sound the advance the second time, then the camps that lie on the south shall begin their journey." So, if you could imagine the tabernacle, this rectangular, portable worship structure was always in the middle of the camp. They were divided by their tribes, and there were 12 tribes of Israel. So, on the east, there was three tribes. And on the west, there was three tribes, north and south likewise. So for the camp to get moving during the time of the Exodus, the trumpet was mentioned, and they knew in what order, in an orderly arrangement, to pack and prepare and to move. We call this the call to obey. In verses 8 and 9, we have the call to battle. It says, "The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations." It says, "When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness and your appointed feast at the beginning of your months," and I'll stop there for just a moment, there's this call to battle. It's interesting, it says, "And when you go out to war and you sound the alarm," it says, "you will be remembered before the Lord your God." God doesn't need a trumpet blast to come running to our aid, but that was kind of the picture he's drawing. He says that's not just a blast to call the people to battle, but that call's also going to reach my ears, and I will defend my own. And lastly, we just began reading, but in verse 10, we see the call to worship. It says, "In the day of your gladness and your appointed feast," that would be sprinkled throughout the year of the Feast of Israel, "the beginning of your months," which was a monthly recognition of a new month starting at the new moon, "you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. They shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God." So they were used to announce worship. If you look at that list on your sheet there, all those are things that we need God's direction on in our lives as men. God does call us together because we need the strength of each other. He does call us to leadership, whether that is just leadership in our homes or leadership in our business, our community, our church. The call to obey goes without saying that God calls us to obey Him and to follow His leading. Call to battle? Well, we have struggles in life. We understand that. And the call to worship. God expects us to worship Him, spend our time, some of our time, praising Him. Well, we've entitled this series Bumping Into Jesus, so as we've done in our past studies, we're going to make a little jump over into the New Testament. And there's two particular places we want to look at that are also use this Old Testament imagery of the trumpet. And both of these passages lead us to a particular point in the experience, our experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15:52, we run into a trumpet here, and I'm going to read beginning in verse 51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So there we have this call when Christ returns. It says, we shall not all sleep, which is a metaphor for death for believers. It says, we're not all going to experience physical death, but we shall all be changed. And the process is described in verse 52, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, instantaneously. At the last trumpet, this trumpet will sound, signaling that God's people are being called to Him and to obey His voice and called into His presence. And the dead in Christ will be raised incorruptible, and those that are alive and remain will be changed, because God is going to enact, or I should say, God is going to enact that change.